Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. A lot to get to on the show. There's so much going on right now with Concordia University Athletics, and we'll touch on all of it with Lonnie Priest later on in the show. But we're going to open up talking football and a little bit of baseball as well, and a lot of football on the show. We're going to be joined first by Derrickel Jones, who is an offensive lineman and a pitcher for the baseball team. He's making a return visit from last year here on the show. We're also going to be joined by Jonathan Coddington, an assistant football coach at Concordia. He's the quarterback coach and recruiting coordinator, so we'll get to him in a little bit, and then Lonnie Priest later on in the show. Before we get to any more athletic stuff, let me remind you, for all your academic information, cuaa.edu. That's cuaa.edu. You can also follow Concordia on Twitter at cuaa, and all the information about visit days and curriculum and schedules and everything else you need to know is at cuaa.edu. For your athletic information, there's ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone and your Android. And, of course, there's this show, Cardinals Corner, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. So, as I said, we're going to start off talking with Derrickel Jones. Derrickel is a senior on the football and on the baseball teams. Derrickel, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Happy to have you here on the show, and let's jump right in. And like we did the last time when you were here, and for those that missed you telling your story, tell everybody how you ended up here at Concordia.
Took a couple different visits during my recruiting process. Came up to Ann Arbor. Actually missed the campus on my way by. It was so small, but I got on campus and I fell in love with it. The coaches here are great. It's a good family atmosphere, and I like how it's a religious school. So it definitely got me in touch with my faith a little bit more.
All right, so I have to ask you a totally unrelated question, probably to anything, but in your football picture on ConcordiaCardinals.com, you've got a really serious, I'm an offensive lineman, and I'm going to run you over kind of look. But on the in your baseball picture, you've got like a, it's almost like a grin. Is it a I'm going to strike you out kind of grin? Like it's a total different, like is baseball Derrickel that much different than football Derrickel based on the pictures?
Most definitely. In the trenches, you know, you gotta be mean. I got a nasty attitude. I can't let you touch my running back or my quarterback, so I'm protecting those guys all day.
All right. That's good stuff. I saw the picture, and I'm like, all right, I got to ask this young man about this, because it's I don't want to say that one makes it look like you're having fun and the other one doesn't. I think it's more of a one, almost like someone just told you a joke, and the other one is that you're about to lay somebody out on the ground and pancake block them. So, and it's a football picture, so you should be almost about ready to pancake block them. So, all right, let's talk football. So you are now here in your senior season. I don't know if you can even like fathom that it's your senior season, but go back and scout Derrickel, the younger offensive lineman, the one that first got here, and talk about how your game has progressed since getting to Concordia.
Oh, man, my game has progressed tremendously on and off the field as well. Came in, younger offensive lineman, I was a little bit out of shape, weighed in at like 340, didn't really do much in the weight room, bought into the program, hit the weights hard, studied film, and now I start. I played every position on the line in a game, and cut my weight down to like 260, built now, so I'm just ready to go.
All right, you just brought something up that is something that we've talked a lot about on the air for many years in a lot of different contexts. You said you've played every position on the line. So I first want to start and have you explain to people what is different between left tackle and right tackle, because there's got to be a difference because you're moving different directions and one's the blind side, et cetera. What are the differences for you as a player between right tackle and left tackle?
Oh, the footwork is the big difference maker right there. It's like your whole, like, proportion has just changed, like how you go about your footwork, your steps, and your angles as well. Definitely your angles to the second level when you're going to block a linebacker or a safety.
And what about differences between guard and tackle?
Guard and tackle, it's like living in a whole different country. Being on the inside, you don't really see too many small bodies unless they're coming through the A gap, and they don't really want to do that. You really got to be as aggressive as you can when you're trying to move big bodies. Some are real big, short and stout bodies. So your body definitely takes a bigger beating inside.
And what about, I know the obvious difference is a center versus a guard, you're snapping the ball. But outside of the snapping part itself, is there a big difference between guard and center?
They have some similarities, but they're different as well. It's pass protection-wise, centers more so don't have to kick out as wide or give up as much space. They can stay tight within the line of scrimmage. And with center, you got to be the brains of the line. So just knowing your the rest of your linemen's calls and plays help as well. So you got to be the brains for the offensive line as well.
So where do you prefer to play?
I like tackle, right or left, it does not matter. But I love being out there on that island.
All right, so you like being out there on the island. Did it help you as a tackle or vice versa with the other positions that you have played all of them so you know? So if you're playing left tackle, you know what the left guard's supposed to do and you know what the different things are going on. Did it help you to have that experience across the board?
Yes, definitely. Like if somebody that I'm playing next to, if they're struggling, I can help them out. And they understand I've played that position before, so they get where I'm coming from with it. Just like playing left guard and being next to the left tackle, I understand what he's supposed to do, and vice versa. If I'm at left tackle and something's not right on our side and it's going off my guard, we can get together and work things out.
All right, talking to Derrickel Jones, a senior on the Concordia football and baseball teams here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. All right, one more to ask a preference. Pass blocking or run blocking?
Ooh. If I'm playing tackle, I like to pass block. If I'm playing guard, I like to run block.
Okay. Do you do a lot of pulling as a guard?
Yes.
And you just like to get downhill because you want to get a full head of steam and find somebody and knock them over. I'm guessing that's why you like run blocking from the inside.
Most definitely. Yeah. Bad intentions.
There you go. Leading with bad intentions. You ever gone down there, and maybe you don't want to answer this, but have you ever gone down there on like a pull or maybe like a screen pass and then you whiff and you block air instead of your guy?
Oh, most definitely.
What's the reaction like from the guy that ends up getting hit because you missed the block?
I'm praying my running back can squeeze through and avoid that. But if he gets smacked, I'm definitely the first one to pick him up off the ground and tell him it's my fault.
All right, I got you. Good team player. You know, take. We all know that in an 11-man, you know, game like that, someone's going to make a mistake here or there. It does happen. We saw one last week here in Ann Arbor where a guy on a pass block completely missed his assignment and quarterback gets planted. But the first guy over there was like, my bad. I didn't mean for it to happen. He helps the quarterback up and. You know, you go on to the next play and hope you don't let it happen again. And based on your successes on the field, it doesn't seem like it happens a lot that if you make one mistake here that you correct it and you don't make the same mistake more than once or twice. You've done a lot of work in the film room to get better and better. And so we like to see the success that you and your linemen have had. And it is translated onto the field. And that's the next thing I want to ask you about as we continue with Derrickel Jones here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. The difference between... aside from obviously the change that you guys made after the last season with the with Lonnie focusing on athletic director and Coach Hsu taking over as head coach, but the biggest differences between the football team your maybe freshman and sophomore years versus now, we're seeing so much more success on the field. What do you attribute that to?
Just a change in leadership. We had good solid leaders before, but I feel like this year now everything is over the top. We have this chart where it's like impelled, committed, reluctant, and resistant. We want everybody to be committed all the way up to compelled. Everybody's bought into the program, and we've got good leaders here that want to see everybody in the program succeed. It's not just I'm a starter, so that's all I'm going to worry about. We've got guys starting that put in as much time to the backups as they do their own position with their own self. So I think that's great, not only like getting ourselves better, but we're getting the guys behind us better as well to sharpen us. Iron sharpens iron here.
Amazingly, here we are. There's only 1 week left in your season, and I know you guys had a bye week this past week. Was that a chance for you guys to heal up? Is there any concern for you guys that there may be a little bit of, you know, rust or from that little bit of time off, or are you guys just ready to go and play one final game in the regular season?
Oh, we're ready to go. The bye week did us well. We all came back well-rested. Guys that were injured and banged up, they're no longer hurt, and we're ready to go. We had good practice yesterday. Monday, we came out with energy, and everybody seems focused and locked in.
And, you know, we talk about this in a lot of contexts in sports where, you know, you don't need, you know, people talk about bulletin board, you know, locker room, bullet board material and that kind of stuff to motivate teams. Or what does the coach say in the, you know, in the locker room before you head on out? And sure, there are things like that that help you get motivated. But I'm going to guess that especially the last few weeks for you guys where you came home off the two-game road trip where you went 1-1, the lone loss of the season, you came home with a big matchup against Marion, a game that you guys got that win, and then the win against Taylor before the bye. And now, you probably don't need a whole lot of motivation to get ready for a game. You have senior day, so obviously for all you seniors, that's a big deal. It's a rivalry game against Siena Heights, so that's always a big deal. And it's essentially for you guys a playoff, so I'm guessing you don't need a lot of motivation to get ready for the game against Siena Heights on Saturday.
No, not at all. We call this week round zero. Round zero of the playoffs for us. If we win, we get in. We know what's at stake here coming up on Saturday. Motivation is to play one more game.
Talking to Derrickel Jones for a few more minutes here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com. What can you tell us about Siena Heights as you get ready for this game?
They're a very talented team, very athletic. They're solid. They started off kind of slow this year, but they're getting stronger and stronger as the year progresses. They're definitely going to come out the gate swinging. They're going to give us everything they got. So it's going to be a dogfight for sure.
And it's going to be a fun one. 1 o'clock at home here on Saturday. Siena Heights coming into town for senior day, for the last home game of the regular season, and a chance for, as we said, it's essentially, as you said, ground zero. It's essential, or round zero. It's essentially a playoff game, because if you get in, sitting there right now at 13th in the country, more than likely Concordia will be a playoff team. And what would that mean to you and for your senior class? I don't want to get too far ahead because you obviously have the game to play, but what would it mean for you and your senior class, having gone through all the growth that you have the last few years, you know, building a stadium and getting to this point? What would it mean for you guys to get Concordia into the playoffs for football?
It'd be huge. For our class itself, we would feel like we just did everything we came here wanted to do. Coming in, we knew that the program wasn't where it needed to be, but we knew if we bought in and did what our coaches did, asked of us, and just believed in each other and our team, we could get there one day. And the fact that we have an opportunity to get there and make this dream come true is just unbelievable. A win on Saturday would do that for us, and just going through everything we have all 4 years with the senior class, I think we definitely deserve it.
All right, one more sports thing, and then I do want to get away from sports for a moment as we continue with Derrickel Jones here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. But in addition to being an imposing 270, is that an accurate size for you now, 270 pounds?
Yeah, we'll go with it.
You'll run with it. All right, well, we'll stick with what the paper says. Whether it's accurate or not doesn't matter. But you are an imposing presence, obviously, along the offensive line, but you're probably even more of an imposing figure when someone sees you on the mound because of your size. Scout your game as a pitcher, and first, and then we'll ask a couple questions about the baseball team. But scout yourself as a pitcher.
As a pitcher, contrary to what you see on the mound, I don't have stuff that's going to blow by you. I'm a junk ball pitcher, and I make my living off hitting my spots, location.
All right. And a lot of practice to hit those spots. And it's deceiving, right? So you catch people off a little bit, but you've had a really good success on the mound as a pitcher here in Ann Arbor as well. So that's pretty exciting. Tell us about the fall ball. You guys ended up going 4-2. Unfortunately, you had the last series back about a month ago postponed due to the weather, but you had a chance to get a little bit of baseball under your belt. You're 4-2 to start the year, 4-2 in league play. And that actually carries over into February when you guys resume once again. And you are also on the you are receiving votes in the baseball poll. So when you guys come back into action again, you are receiving votes. So take us through fall ball a little bit and what your expectations are for your senior baseball season.
Fall ball went well. Those two losses that we had, we definitely wish we could get them back. They were two well played games by Indiana Tech, and we thought we played well. We hung there with them, but we just didn't get the job done. We definitely feel like we'll see them sometime down the road in the season. But it was just a good time for us to grow as a program. We had a sour taste in our mouth last year, not making the national tournament, and everybody's focused, and we've got a chip on our shoulder that we're ready to get off.
Derrickel, we appreciate your time. Before we let you go, we do want to ask you, you're a senior, so what's next down the road? I know you still have another semester plus left, et cetera, but what's next in line for Derrickel Jones?
I'm going to go to graduate school and get my master's in public administration or public policy.
Okay. Do you know what, you know, say 10 years down the road or 15 years down the road, what you'd like to be doing?
I'd like to be working with local government.
Okay. What do you drew you to that?
Honestly, I can't tell you right now. Just wherever I get in at, I just want to be the best at that and climb up the ladder and see where that path takes me.
Okay.
The sky is the limit. So if I stay at local government, I'll be fine with that. And if I work my way up into the national government, I'll be happy with that as well.
Future mayor and then, House of Representatives or senator or something like that. And you never know. That would be one day I'm going to see Darrickle Jones's name and I'm going to vote for you for something. I'll say, I talked to that kid when. And so, Darrickle, good luck to you both on the field for baseball and football and, of course, in the classroom as well. And we will wish you guys very much success against Siena Heights in Senior Day, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Go Cards.
Thanks to Darrickle Jones for joining us here. One of his coaches, assistant football coach Jonathan Coddington, joins us next to talk a little football here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.